Lesson 20. The Teachings of Jesus Christ Are a Great Treasure. From Primary 2 Manual, Choose the Right, A. Purpose. To strengthen each child's desire to learn more about the teachings of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 23 and 24, and Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. See also Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, chapter 6, verse 9. Also Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, 3rd Nephi chapter 18, verse 19, and Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapter 10. 2. On a piece of paper, print, "The Teachings of Jesus Christ Are a Great Treasure." Fold the paper and put it in a small box or container. Hide the container in the classroom, making sure it can be found easily. If the children in your class cannot read, hide a picture of Jesus or a copy of the Bible or Book of Mormon instead. 3. Materials needed. A. A set of scriptures. B. An item of personal value to you. C. A beanbag or other soft object. D. Picture 2-37, Sermon on the Mount, Gospel Art Picture Kit 212, item number 62166. Picture 2-38, The First Vision, Gospel Art Picture Kit 403, item number 62470. Picture 2-39, The Prophet Joseph Smith, Gospel Art Picture Kit 401, item number 62002. Picture of the Living Prophet, from a church magazine or the Meeting House Library. 4. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. If you asked the children last week to make lists or pictures of things Jesus has done for them because he loves them, you may want to discuss these lists or pictures for a few minutes. We have many treasures. Attention activity. Show the children the item of personal value you have brought. Tell a few details about the item, such as how it is used, where you got it, or how long you have had it. Point out why it is important to you and how sad you would feel if it were lost, stolen, or broken. Explain that this item is one of your treasures. What is a treasure? Something of great worth. Story. Tell a story about a child who had a treasured possession. You may want to use the following story. One of Ruth's schoolmates had a locket that she wore to school every day. Ruth thought it was the most beautiful locket she had ever seen. She wished she could have one like it. On the morning of Ruth's birthday, her mother handed her a present. It was a small box wrapped with pretty paper and ribbon. Inside, Ruth found a beautiful gold locket. It was shaped like a heart, and in the center was a sparkling pink stone. Ruth could hardly believe her eyes. Discussion. How do you think Ruth felt about the locket? What are some of your treasures? You may need to suggest some ideas, such as a pet, a favorite toy or book, or an article of clothing. The words of Jesus Christ are a great treasure. Treasure hunt activity. Explain that there is a treasure each of us can have that is greater than. Name some of the things the children named as their treasures. This treasure is worth more than any item we can own. This treasure cannot be bought with money, and it cannot break or be stolen. This treasure is so precious that many people are willing to give up everything they own to have it. Some are even willing to give up their lives for it. Tell the children that to find out what this great treasure is, they are going on a treasure hunt. Explain that you have hidden a treasure in the room. Ask the children to search quietly for the treasure. When the children have found the box or a container, have a child open it and read the message aloud. Then have the children repeat the words of the message with you. If you hid the picture of Jesus or the book of Scripture, explain that this item represents the teachings of Jesus Christ. Tell the children that the teachings of Jesus Christ are a great treasure to us. Why are the teachings of Jesus Christ a great treasure to us? Emphasize that the teachings of Jesus Christ are a treasure to us because they show us how to be happy by following Heavenly Father and Jesus. Scripture. Read aloud the first part of Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23, through words. Explain that Jesus Christ said this. He wants us to learn about Him and His teachings. We can learn the teachings of Jesus Christ from the Scriptures. Teacher presentation. Show picture 2-37, Sermon on the Mount. Let the children describe what is happening in the picture. Explain that when the Savior was on the earth, He went from town to town, teaching the people how they should live, so that they could be happy and someday return to live with Heavenly Father. Many people loved to hear His teachings and followed Him wherever He went. Sometimes, thousands of people would gather around Him to listen and learn. How do you think the people felt as they listened to Jesus? Explain that sometimes Jesus' disciples or helpers tried to send the people away because Jesus was tired and needed to rest. Jesus always told them to let the people stay to hear His teachings. He wanted all the people to hear and learn so that they could have joy and happiness that would last forever. Show the set of Scriptures. Explain that we can learn many of the teachings of Jesus from the Scriptures. Turn to the title page of the New Testament. Explain that some of the things Jesus taught while He was on the earth are written in the New Testament. Game. Explain that when Jesus was on the earth, He taught many things by example. He wants us to follow His example and do what He did. Play the game, I'm thinking of, with the children to help them remember some of the things Jesus did and taught. To play the game, read the following descriptions of incidents in the life of Jesus Christ and ask the accompanying questions one at a time. Have the children raise their hands when they know the answer to a question. Toss a beanbag or other soft object to a child who has a hand raised and ask the child to answer the question. Give each child an opportunity to answer at least one question. 1. I'm thinking of a time when Jesus stood in the River Jordan with John the Baptist. See Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. What happened to Jesus in the River Jordan? How was Jesus baptized? By immersion. How have we been taught to be baptized? By immersion. 2. I'm thinking of someone very special who was there when John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He could not be seen by everyone, but Jesus and John knew he was there. See Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Who am I thinking of? The Holy Ghost. What have we been taught to do to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Be baptized and confirmed. 3. I'm thinking of a time when Jesus was without food for 40 days and 40 nights. See Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Who tried to tempt Jesus? What did Jesus do? He chose the right and commanded Satan to leave. What have we been taught to do when we are tempted? Choose the right. 4. I'm thinking of the time Jesus' disciples tried to send the children away. See Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. What did Jesus tell His disciples? That He wanted the children to stay because He loved them. Whom does Jesus love? All of us. Why does Jesus teach us? He loves us and wants us to be happy. 5. I'm thinking of times when Jesus taught the people how to pray. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, and 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 19. Whom did Jesus teach us to pray to? How did Jesus teach us to end our prayers? When should we pray? Accept all answers and remind the children that we can pray whenever we want to feel close to Heavenly Father, thank Him, or ask for His help. We can learn the teachings of Jesus Christ from the living prophet. Teacher presentation. Explain that we can learn many of the teachings of Jesus Christ by reading the Scriptures, but the Scriptures do not contain all the teachings of Jesus. Jesus did not stop teaching when He left the earth. Now He teaches us through prophets. Jesus speaks to His prophet and tells him what we need to know. The prophet then gives Jesus' teachings to us. Scripture story. Show picture 2-38, the first vision, and have the children help you tell the story found in Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Emphasize that Joseph Smith was prepared by Heavenly Father to be a prophet and teach the truth. Heavenly Father and Jesus appeared to Joseph and told him that none of the churches on the earth at that time was true. Later, Joseph helped Jesus bring back the true church. What is the name of the true Church of Jesus Christ today? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have the children repeat the name together. Picture discussion. Display picture 2-39, the prophet Joseph Smith. Explain that Joseph Smith became the first prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He helped the early members of the church know what Jesus wanted them to do. Display the picture of the living prophet next to the picture of Joseph Smith. Who is this? Explain that Jesus Christ speaks to the living prophet just as He spoke to Joseph Smith. When we hear the words of the prophet, we are hearing the teachings of Jesus. Testimony. Tell the children how wonderful it is to have a prophet. Testify that the current prophet is a true prophet who gives us the Savior's teachings. The teachings of Jesus Christ are important to us. Story. Tell the children that sometimes we may forget how wonderful it is to be a member of the church and have the Savior's teachings. We need to remember what a great treasure the teachings of Jesus are. Tell a story about someone you know who showed the importance of learning the teachings of Jesus Christ and being a member of His church. If you do not know such a story, use the following story. Alette had talked with the missionaries and knew that they taught the teachings of Jesus Christ. She wanted to become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but her father didn't want her to be baptized. He didn't understand how much it meant to Alette to learn the teachings of Jesus and become a member of Jesus' church. He asked her to wait. Alette waited, but she continued to go to church and kept praying that one day her father would understand how much becoming a member of the church meant to her. At Christmas time, Alette's father asked her what she wanted for Christmas. She told him that the only thing she wanted was his permission for her to be baptized. Her father decided that if baptism was that important to Alette, he would give his permission. Alette was baptized on Christmas Eve. This was the only gift that she received, but it was a great treasure that brought her much joy. What gift did Alette want? Why was this gift so important? Summary. Discussion. Discuss with the children how grateful we can be for the teachings of Jesus Christ. We can be grateful that we can be baptized as the Savior was. We can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost after we are baptized. We can pray when we need help. We can learn how to choose the right. We know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love us. We have the Scriptures and a prophet to teach us. Testimony. Bear your testimony that this is Jesus Christ's true church, and tell the children how grateful you are to be a member and to be able to learn the teachings of Jesus. Invite each child to stand and express his or her gratitude for the teachings of Jesus. Do not require any child to do this. Help the children as needed. Point out that expressing gratitude for the Savior and his teachings is one way of bearing testimony. Tell the children that they have just shared their testimonies. Encourage the children to share their testimonies with their families at home. Suggest that when the Spirit prompts them, they can also bear their testimonies in fast and testimony meeting and share what they know about Jesus' teachings and the true Church of Jesus Christ. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for the children in your class. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see Class Time in Helps for the Teacher. 1. Make a copy of the page of drawings at the end of the lesson for each child. Explain that some people keep their favorite possessions in a treasure box, like the one in the center of the page of drawings. What things would you put in a treasure box? Remind the children that some of the most precious things we have are things we can't put in a treasure box, such as the teachings of Jesus Christ. Discuss the teachings of Jesus represented by the four drawings: baptism, prayer, the sacrament, love. Have the children draw lines from the drawings of the teachings to the treasure box, and then let them color the drawings. 2. Have the children take turns acting out things that Jesus taught us to do. Let the other children guess what teaching is being acted out. Examples could include praying, being reverent, paying tithing, helping parents, or being kind to brothers and sisters. 3. Sing or say the words to I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 78. Jesus Loved the Little Children, Children's Songbook, page 59. Or Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, Children's Songbook, page 60. The words to these songs are included at the back of the manual. End of Lesson 20, The Teachings of Jesus Christ Are a Great Treasure. From Primary 2 Manual, choose the right A.